The wound is still fresh. Rosh Hashiva Zichron Bracha sat in this very place. It was Marcy Nefesh. He wasn't able to walk here. He barely was able to talk and say this year. But he was Marcy Nefesh. All you B'nai Torah. Why? Because he had a tremendous ahava for you. He wanted to be mechabed you. He wanted to be mechanech you. A slight demonstration of Rosh Hashiva's greatness. The tremendous levaya, whether it was 100,000, 150,000, thousands and thousands of menachem ovel, thousands and thousands of menachem ovel, for the siddur of the Rosh Hashiva, the greatest yeshiva, the biggest yeshiva since he made Lerayim. The tens and tens of menachem that came from Chutz Loretz to menachem ovel. It wasn't the hakar of the godless of Torah. It was the great Ava they all felt for the Rosh Hashiva Zichron Bracha. Like the Ava the Rosh Hashiva felt for all of them. I would like just to be misbehaving a bit to try to touch up what was Taka, the godless of Rosh Hashiva. How did he achieve his godless, and how could we be Holos B'drachav emulate his godless? As was said many times, the Rizike Hasmoda, Rosh Hashiva Zichron Bracha, the Melis, the Agir, Ein the Shire, but Bifrat, his Dogish of the Shivas of learning Erev Shabbos, Ben Azmanim, which is the time for us to rest, to refresh our Koiches. The Rosh Hashiva left his house for a week or for 2 weeks. As was mentioned earlier, he would not come home until Erev Pesach Mamish. Kula Torah. Actually, we could tie this up a bit. Shtein Pasuk and Vayakel. The Hamalocha Hoysa Dayim, the Hoysa. When Klal Yisrael finished bringing all the Nedovis to the beginning of the Mishkan state, Hamalocha Hoysa Dayim, they brought enough, the Hoysa, and they brought more than enough. The Rechaim asks, there was enough, or was more than enough? What's Pshat? It was enough and more than enough? It was enough, son, save that die. It was more than enough than just save a hoysa. What do you, what's die. So the Rechaim says, I made a good pshat. Avad the Nedovus was more than was necessary. Baal Pines, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saw that every Nedovah was used in order not to beledic anyone of Klal Yisrael. That's who the passive word for the Rosh Hashiva Zichron Bracha. But after, we could say anayi to her, another taich, the melacha sadayim v'hoise. How could a bus be done? How could a bus be done be zoichet be mash yeshkin, the ben mebelda mokim sheshkin yeshuyupa? Hayitochen. After pshat zay. The Torah of people frequently so underestimate their koiches. People do much more than they think they're able to do. But the Eibishter is Taveya. The Eibishter says, it's not die, it's not enough until you do what you think you can't do. When you leg a rhyme, was heis v'hoiser, more than you think you could do, the Eibishter says, die. That's what I'm expecting. That's enough. When it comes to Avodah and Ruchnius, we can't settle for, no, I did the best I can. Because you could do much more than anything you could do. That was the Rosh Hashiva Zechon Rebacha. Such a clear example. They went way beyond the koiches that any of us thought he had. It's a lesson for all of us. The Rosh Hashiva thought big. He once told me, he looked out the window, Rosh Hashanah, in his seat in the base medrash, he looked out the window many years ago. He told me after davening, he looked out the window, and what was he thinking about? Rosh Hashanah? He said, he's going to build a building over here. There is a good building. The Kachava, who would believe? He thought big. He thought learning at Masechtas. He thought giving big prasim for incentives. If you want to get somewhere, you got to think big. Bala Musa say, go step by step. Avada, you have to go about yoga. But you have to have a big plan. You have to have a big goal. If you shoot for a big goal, you have a chance to achieve. If you think small, take this. The Rosh Hashiva Noisev to his Galas B'Torah. He was a good on Avas HaTorah. Avas HaTorah. How did he achieve this tremendous Avas HaTorah? I hear such a geschmack in here at Eshtuk HaTorah. Such a geschmack. Kindelach would come to visit him. He would ask him, what are you learning now? What parasha? He would ask Mashiach and Chumash. When they would say the right answer, he had such a sipuk nefesh. When the Yerlite would say Vadim and Musar, Vadim and Dibre Torah, there was no greater simcha. How did he achieve such a great Avas HaTorah? I think it's through tunukums, which we have to apply to ourselves. Firstly, as was mentioned, B'Bach Russo, he was by the great Rashir of Lazidol Zechon Rebracha, and he saw a Mashunim, Mashunitika Avas HaTorah by Rabbi Lazidol. When you're exposed to a Gadol B'Yisrael, you better have a pick on his Hanhoga. Being exposed to such tremendous Avas HaTorah by Rabbi Lezer Yudel, as you all, many have heard, Rabbi Lezer Zechon Rosh Hashiva, Zechon Rebracha woke up once, 2 o'clock in the morning, and saw the Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Lezer Yudel go to the Shafa, saw the Shas, he gave it a kiss, he stretched out his hands, and he said, "Thus is mine." To see such tremendous Avas Torah, it just seeped into his penis. A lesson for all of us, the yeshivas of exposure to Gdoli Yisrael, exposure to Manhiga Yisrael, being dovuk to Yochashi Rebbein, see their Avas Torah, the Shivas Torah, and then you'll become mushpa from that. Secondly, the Rosh Hashiva Zechon Rebracha had a tremendous halacha. The Mishnah Peah, Eilu Torin She'enum Shiur, we say in Davin is at the Sefta, but in the Mishnah Peah, there's only mentioned there in Yoni Chesed. Eilu Torin She'enum Shiur, Havos, Hameis, Begurcholim, Mechavos, Kalo, all in Yoni Chesed. And the Mishnah concludes, Talmud Torah Keneged Kula. I heard Baron said Hashem the altar. Vikuta Arayin Talmud Torah Keneged Kula. The Mishnah is talking about Yoni Chesed. The Siyam of the Mishnah should be the Achdus Kal Keneged Kula. We're in the Shvegan Mitzvahs. We're talking about Yoni Chesed. Zog the altar, a double poshit. The guest of Chesed Mekenton is Talmud Torah Yimlo Bisi Yomlo Laila Kuvu Shmai Moritz Losanti. Rosh Hashiva has such a klara kora that the kima b'riya is on the b'schus, all the tamidim here sitting and learning. From that he got a tremendous avas HaTorah. When you value the greatness of something, you become to love it. But beyond that, the Rosh Hashiva was gadol in avas HaBriyus. How do you become to be avas HaBriyus? The Chiyon brings down in Hilchos Kibud Av Va'Em, a son has a chiyuv to see his father as a chad bedora. Chad bedora. Are you talking? Everyone's father is the gadol ador, is a chad bedora. So Reb Chaim Zichron used to tell us, every person has a tut nekuda that he excels in. He excels in more than anyone else around. And b'din kibud av, a son has to find that nekuda because every father has that nekuda. The same way I think the Rosh Yeshiva was misnai klape every ben yeshiva. He had a natural tchunas and never should see the good in everybody. To find this nekuda that he spits and excels in. And from that he came to a tremendous avos adrius. A natural cool to see the good. Nebuch ledabenenu. We don't always do that. He was able to see the good in a big way. I remember often he would describe certain Avrichim, Bachrim, Shlob Bifneim. This fellow is a Gavaltik Alamnan, this guy's a great Balkishan, this guy's Machim Tukamasi. I knew they were good, but Akadei Kach. He was able to see the good kite to the biggest way. Because he knew it. Everyone had an Akuda that they go beyond the other ones. And that's something we should take up as a lesson for ourselves. To see the good. Because everyone has the good and look for the good. Tremendous avos hatamidim. Steht in Pasuk. Im Kmal Hashem Tzvokos Yivakesh Tor Mepiu. Who should you select as your Rebbe? Steht in Chazal, Pasuk steht. If it's Dome, Hashem Atem Tzvokos. If you find someone who has a team of a Malach, he should be your selected Rebbe. What's better than Malach? Who's a Malach? I once heard Rav Gifter's opponent said, I don't know what a Malach is, but one thing I know, a Malach has one shlichus. He has just one job. If you find your Rebbe, that kol kulo just for the Talmid, he should be your Rebbe. That was the Rosh Yeshiva. He's kol kulo for you, B'nai Yeshiva. Kol kulo for the Talmid Yeshiva. Nothing else in his life but the Talmid. From the time he became Rosh Yeshiva, he told me, in fact, the exact nusach, that he was not Mesiach Das from Yeshiva Smir, from the B'nai Yeshiva, not the Mesiach Das for all the Talmidim here. He was a true Kamal Hashem Tzvokos. And your man told me this last Shabbos, he was 21, living and learning. And his father told him about a nice shidduch. The bracha wanted to continue learning. The father thought maybe he should start shidduchim. So he asked the Rosh Yeshiva. The Rosh Yeshiva didn't know the bracha too well. Epis he knew him, but not much at all. The bracha told him, name of the girl, Chulu. The Rosh Yeshiva said, come back in 2 hours. He came back in 2 hours. The Rosh Yeshiva told him, go into the shidduch. What exactly happened those 2 hours? The Rosh Yeshiva was mavar about the girl, basically she was talking. The kids of the boy went into the shidduch. He got engaged and got married to this girl. He came back several months later. Herzu, Kamat, the Rosh Yeshiva didn't know him at all. He came back a few months later. He asked the Rosh Yeshiva to come to the kollel. The Rosh Yeshiva says, Avada? The man was spoiled because he knows not everyone gets accepted. But she would say, talk to the deeper, Avada, it's my fault that you're married. He did not see this boy for several months, and he barely knew him. And he remembered, Akle Kach, Hazah Avaz HaTalmidim. If you love somebody, you never forget him. There's a story about Rabbi Elul Baruch Tamai Zichron Livracha. He was once working to free a bachur from the army. He worked yom leidos. And finally word came out that the bachur, Yankel, was Swede. And everyone's so excited, they wanted to tell the Gevaltike Psuot with Rabbi Baruch. One Baruch ran to Rabbi Baruch, Rebbe, Rebbe, Yankel is freed from the Tzava. Oy azah simchat the Rabbi Baruch. I thank. 5 minutes later comes in another Baruch, not knowing the first Baruch came in. He comes to Rabbi Baruch, Rebbe, Rebbe, Yankel is freed from the army. Rabbi Baruch says, Azay, Azay, Oy azah simchat you gave me. Gave him a kiss. 10 minutes later, another bocher, not knowing the other two bochers, came in. Rebbe, Rebbe, Yankel is free. Azay, Azay. That was the Rosh Hashiva. He had such an ava for everyone. He'd go through this episode time after time. People used to sit by him, Rebbe, for a time, 10 minutes, 20, half hour. He would never tell a person, Ich bin vermatu. He would never tell someone to go. He would sit till close in nefesh till the person got up and left on his own. As I have a breeze, as I have a meeting. Baal Kulonu, of course, is Messias Nefesh. We were told by Rabbi Yashiv, his aiding came to us during the yeshiva. Rabbi Yashiv said, Mirzak the Basant mentioned their Mosin Nefesh. By Unzi Rosh Hashiva, it's Emes Lamito. It's very midurim, very shooting. But the sevel that he had, as was mentioned earlier, in all the tremendous undertakings, in Niman of Torah, in Habatzah's Torah, in Achzokhtah's Torah, Hamazake es, a rabbi, Our Shiva said to us in the Shiva, "Well, chet shechatana lefenach ba'oynis." What's pshat? People look at the Rosh Hashiva's honor bracha. You have an excuse. You have a headache. You close your gemara. You're famater. You leave the Beis Medrash. Look at this Messias Nefesh, how could you come after the more for Kleinigkeit? Al chet shechatan lefenach ba'onis. Onis is not an excuse. Abdon said, Mishemeis b'nosin tzvi, vat the Messias Nefesh. Messias Nefesh that we have to apply to ourselves, not to take it easy, to put that extra effort. Last night I spoke to someone who had a Karv Mishpacha that Nebuch had the same illness and had the same doctor, a famous professor. And the person told me that the doctor confided with him that when he used to come to the Rosh Hashiva Zichron Rebacha, he came to the Rosh Hashiva more to get help by the Rosh Hashiva than to help the Rosh Hashiva himself. The spiders he had from his Messias Nefesh, a low human, it cannot change the perspective of this illness in the medical field. It's not to believe, not to believe, such an advanced state of what he had and how he just pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. The Yaris of Ash brings down upon the Misa of Atzalik Tamachochim. I'll just read it the Kitzur, it's very important for all of us. Kame yesh la'odim listapik b'torah v'loshu b'tshuva b'mos tzadik tamachochim. B'moso hare kol ma'asov umidos v'kinyone shleime shahoylo mufkari v'kol ish Yisrael yachal liskos. Zei omer ni eske be midas anova, zei omer ni eske be midas achem des teure, vizei omer ni eske be midas chutchem lech yisomim v'almanas. Shteito, the midas of Rosh Hashiva is hefker for all of us and for all of you. It's your opportunity, the chapan. Through the yagir that he demonstrated for us, through the amedis, through the asmada, I have one just little request. Shveger, but his Levaya, he said before his clear, give out stock at the Hanim at my Levaya. He was worried about his neshama. We have an achrayus to the Rosh Hashiva. I suggest till the Shloshim, we should all be neder without a yos min haklal, see to it, and I mean it, not to come late for a Seder Aleph, Seder Beis, Seder Gimel. We must be here by 9:15, the latest 9:30, not to leave early, to come on time of Seder Sheni to the end of Seder, and say, and without yos min haklal, night Seder, 2 hours. 2 hours. Yeah, it's not so easy for all of us. But don't you think we should give back a little, a tiba shimayam that he did for you? Till the shloshim, each and every one of you shimakala, b'li neder, to have a shmir sazdarim from the beginning to the end and the 2 hours of night Seder. It's hard for you. You're doing yourselves a toiba. And at the same time, you're helping an emissary, aliyah neshama. That's the least we could do. If the shiva would be here, and you had an opportunity to take him across the street, you would run to help him. He's crying for help. And this is our opportunity and our achrayus. I please ask of all of you. It's not easy. But to the shloshim, it could be done. Each and every one of you have to be here maximum 9:30 until the end and be mamshik, like I said before. And that's a small token of expressing a chorus of Torah. May the Rosh Hashanah be Zachar Avraham, be made Slosha to Aram. To our mother, she was Mercy Nefesh too. Wasn't easy. Two boys at home, sent away the Rosh Hashiva at such a young age, and then me later. My father's Chumash Racha, Mashiach took Mesiras Nefesh. He should be a man of Tzilusha for our dear mother, Zazang Gazun Shtar. Well, the Chashir Ebbetzin, not a place to be married, but the Mashiach took Mesiras Nefesh she had for him. Be a maid, Slesha, of course, for all the children, the sons-in-law's daughters, and the client. And be a maid, Slesha, for all the B'nai Yeshiva, the whole entire B'nai Yeshiva, that you meant so much to him. The simcha he had when he saw you learning, he would cry. He's asking us now, let me still cry for you. Please be Mishazik. Starkensach in Shmiras Hazmanim, Shmiras Hazdorim, Tikkun Mitzvos, and in Olam HaChaverah.